Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Way down in the mood. that it might wash away. But let it fall, oh, let it stand. This is all I've got to say.
What you making, man? Take time. A little bit. A little bit more. The effort's worth it. Feels good. Designed by me. Try it, try. That's the way you want it. But you know, that ain't the way it always goes. A little bit, a little bit more. It's what you make it, man. Takes time.
Retaliation by Valant, headbutt. Every time that happens, Backlund knocks himself silly. Headbutt by Valentine. Both wrestlers back to the feet, forearm. Backlund has him up. Suplex. Corner. Valentine waits for him. Airplane spin. Here three goes down. Backlund hanging on to Valentine. Drops on him. Covers him. The referee gives Valentine the Duke. Not too sure what happened here. All right, let's find out the official decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time, 19 minutes, 32 seconds. I have been informed by a representative of the New York State Athletic Commission that no decision will be rendered in this contest. That the World Wrestling Federation championship belt will now be held up pending an investigation by representatives of the New York State Athletic Commission and World Wrestling Federation.
Thank you. Ooh. speak the same language as everybody in this country.
No, Spanish.
I don't speak Spanish, you idiot. I speak American.
American? American. American. Ah, here's one. Whoa, I hope you know a lot about towing trailers. Congratulations, Mr. Boondi. You failed.
Oh, come on, this is my third time. Can't you just pass me?
We are very serious about who we give licenses to here.
Here's your new license. And here's yours. And here's yours.
But he sure can play. And there's CZ Top, and you can't forget that old brother Will is getting soaking wet. And all the good people down in Tennessee, you're digging Barefoot Jerry and CDB. Well, gather round, chill and get down. Well, you can get down, chill and get loud. Well, you can get loud, him, be proud. Well, you can be proud, him, be proud to a rebel, cause South's gonna do it again. Yes, it is. We'll be right back.
That's real intelligent.
You're right. It's wrong to destroy literature. It's such fun to read. And Mole really pumps my nads.
Oh, yeah.
I love his work.
everybody, and welcome to Worldwide Wrestling. I'm Tony Schiavone. Like I told you last week, a very special announcement. My new co-host of Worldwide Wrestling, let me bring him in right now, the greatest U.S. heavyweight champion of all time, Magnum T.A. Magnum, it's great to be working with you again.
Well, Tony, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be here. You know, the whole wrestling world is full of excitement right now, and I'm staying in the hot spot, and I'm glad here to be by you.
What a week to be with me to start out. This is the Great American Bash weekend. It's this Sunday only on pay-per-view. And, of course, we had a bulletin last week on our program talking about now the WCW world title is now vacant.
Shocking news, but I can't wait to see what kind of repercussions this has in the Great American Bash.
The Great American Bash is this Sunday. And, fans, we have a very, very exclusive announcement from Mr. Jim Herd, Executive Vice President of World Championship Wrestling. Not only concerning the world title and it being vacant, but concerning the two men who will go up in the main event this Sunday at the Great American Bash. Let's hear right now these comments from Mr. Jim Herd.
Hello, wrestling fans. Jim Herd, Executive Vice President of World Championship Wrestling, with a very important statement for you fans. World Championship Wrestling is saddened to report that after extensive negotiations with Nature Boy Ric Flair, stretching over the course of nearly 1 year, the parties have been unable to arrive at a mutually satisfactory contractual relationship. As a result, the WCW board has decided that the best course of action for WCW and its fans is to declare the World Championship title vacant and to determine a new champion at the Great American Bash this Sunday in Baltimore. Lex Luger, the number one contender and current United States champion, will remain on the title card at the Bash. His opponent, as determined by the WCW board, is one you've been waiting for and asking for a long time. It's Barry Windham versus Lex Luger at the Great American Bash in Baltimore. On a personal note, I'd like to take this opportunity to extend my best wishes to Ric Flair and wish him the best in the future. He is a great champion.
The following contest, it is set for one fall. Introducing first.
It's a fairy tale so tragic. There's no rest to break the spell. I don't believe in magic, but for you I will. If for you I will. If I'm a fool, I'll be a fool, darling, for you.
Take a look at this, guys. You know how I've been working on making these tomatoes tougher for when they ship them?
That's terrific, Wally. Top notch. How do they taste?
Ah, that's the best part. We've already had calls from the chefs at two of the airlines.
Yum, yum. Oh, my gosh. Did somebody leave something out?
Not I.
It's eating my vegetable medley. What is that noise they're making?
I think they're laughing. Reptiles don't laugh!
Well, then they're not reptiles, Lewis.
Then what are they, Martin?
A virus?
What on earth is going on? I leave you people alone for 5 minutes, and what do I find when I get back? That's a chaos.
I trust that's not the brain hormone that creature's drinking. Good boy. Nice boy. That's a good creature. Now, let's talk this over. I can get you diseases. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Perhaps not.
About what's going on in this room, because I think there are some fascinating ramifications here for the future. When you introduce genetic material of research quality to a life form such as ours, which is possessed of a sort of atavism, but let us say a highly aggressive nature. For example, that fellow over near the, I believe that's a common bat of the order Chiroptera, the only mammals, I might add, capable of true flight. Oh, genetic sunblock.
Yes.
Might I have a brief word with you? My friend, you have potential. I want to help you be all that you can be. May I? As I'm sure you're aware, sunlight poses a problem for our ethnic group. We don't tan, we don't burn. Frankly, we just become a rather unappetizing sort of photochemical leftover. Thus, this formula, specially designed for those of the nocturnal persuasion, to make bright light no problem whatever. That will be of crucial usefulness where you'll be going.
What does he mean where he'll be going?
We can't let them get away. All they have to do is to eat three or four children and there'd be the most appalling publicity.
There it is. The apple. The city's so nice they named it twice. Check it out one time, won't you?
Gotcha! Don't let it get away! Down! Down!
Held up in
pretend to self-care. Whoa.
I was lying on the floor. I was gone for all those days, but I was not all alone. I made friends with a lot of people in the danger zone. Yeah.